Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, and we are back for season two, y'all. Thank you so much for listening for season one, and I hope that season two gets a lot better audio wise. And you may always be like, you may be listening and you're like, wow, your audio kind of sounds like dope. And I would be saying, yeah, dude, because I got a new mic and I think it sounds really good. So, great way to start off season two with new me, new audio, new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2021. And today we are talking about phobias. We've got some really funny phobias and some really weird ones. So I hope you guys will stay tuned and listen up. So first, I'm going to kind of list off some of the phobias that I took to Instagram and asked my followers kind of what they were scared of. And then I'm going to be talking about what causes phobias, can you cure a phobia, everything like that. So here we go. All right. First up, we got thermophobia, which is the intolerance of high temperatures. Now, here in Arizona, it is very, very hot. And the person who listed this actually does live in Arizona. So I really hope you're doing okay. We have autophobia, which is the fear of isolation, which must have kind of sucked during COVID-19. You know, when we had to go, like, in quarantine. I'm so sorry. Next up, we got cockroaches. Cockroaches are very, very scary, but the fear of cockroaches, like a phobia of cockroaches, doesn't actually have a name, and neither does the fear of bees, or not that I could find anyway. So we have someone who has a fear of bees and cockroaches. I've still yet to figure out how bees can fly because their fat little bodies and their tiny little wings, it's not really, like, it's physically not possible, man. I don't get it. Next up, we have a very interesting one. Someone has a phobia of baked beans. Yeah, baked beans. Someone's scared of baked beans. I mean, I really hope that you're doing okay, man. Hope the beans don't scare you too much. But I've actually never heard of it, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find an actual phobia name for it. So, yeah, I'm really sorry. Also, if I pronounce any of these wrong, bear with me. They're all very long and very interesting. Next, we have thalassophobia, which is fear of the ocean. Now, this phobia in itself is the reason why I don't eat seafood, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of people are like, well, why don't you just eat seafood? I would rather not eat something that has been marinating in salt water and fish pee its whole life. So, yeah, don't tell me to eat seafood. No, thank you. But no, this is a legitimate fear that a lot of people have, and I wonder what it's due to, you know, because I used to not really want to go in the ocean because there were sharks and everything like that, and also I just felt like it was very dirty, like very gross, you know, like animals live in that, man, like what, I don't get it, but I wonder if it goes beyond that. So if you are the one who put thalassophobia, please let me know. Next we have emetophobia, which is the fear of vomit. I had tons of people saying that they had this, and honestly, I get it. I mean, vomiting is nasty, right? Don't get me wrong, it is nasty, you know, but I wonder if it's just like the thought of even throwing up or whatever is just, I don't know, like crippling to you. Because I'm pretty sure that I know someone who has it, and from what I've been told, it's bad. Like, you really have to, I'm not even gonna get into it, because it's about vomit. So, next up, we have triphobia, aka the fear of tiny holes. Now, fun fact, Kendall Jenner has this phobia, and apparently a lot of people do. So when we talk about the fear of tiny holes, we're not talking about like one tiny hole. We're talking about like groups, you know, like, what's a good example? Like honeycomb. You see honeycomb and you're like, wow, interesting. But a person with, what's it called? A person with triphobia would look at that and be completely terrified. There's another one. I don't know. You can look up triphobia. and try to find pictures of like tiny holes, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, next up we have decidophobia, which is the fear of decisions. This one was a little interesting to me because I don't really know how that affects you day to day. I don't know. Do you get like weirded out when you're asked what you want for dinner because it's a decision? Is it like big decisions, small decisions that freak you out? Or is it just the idea of having to decide one thing over another that freaks you out? I don't know. The mysteries of life. Next up, we have this. We have a chipophobia. A chipophobia. I sound so stupid. We have a chipophobia, which is the fear of failure. Now, from what I have learned about this phobia in the brief time that I looked it up, it's not actually the fear of, I guess, the failure itself, but it's the fear of people seeing your failure. So, for instance, you get an F on a test. You're not actually scared because you got an F on your test. You're scared that other people know that you got an F on your test. If I'm wrong, let me know, because I'm really not sure. But it's okay, because phobias are a little strange. Whew, anyway, we have, I don't know how to pronounce this, entomophobia, which is the fear of all insects. It's not arachnophobia, it's not the fear of, like, a certain animal, but it's the fear of every single insect you could think of, which is kind of weird because I feel it's like overgeneralizing, but at the same time, if you have a phobia, you should probably generalize it because it helps people understand. So yeah. Next up, we have hemophobia, which is the fear of blood. Now, the person who actually put this DM me and described it as, it's not the actual fear of like blood itself, but it's the fear of blood coming out of a human, like a cut or something like that. That's what freaks them out. It's not the blood that freaks them out, it's the cut that has blood in it. Yeah. Next we have zoophobia, which is the fear of animals. Now I'm not sure if this, like, I don't really know what animals specifically kind of, like, coexist with this phobia, but I wonder if it's, like, dogs and cats too, or if it's just, like, exotic animals that, like, live in zoos, because, you know, hence the name zoophobia. Yeah, anyway. Last but not least, this one is very, very strange, and one that I had actually never heard of. It is called, forgive me if I say this incorrectly, it is called hapophobia. Anyway, it's the fear of necks, as in your neck. Yeah. Specifically the fear of someone touching your neck, which is a little strange, but you know, it's still a phobia, so I guess to each their own. Now, let's get into what causes a phobia. Whew, I'm out of breath. Okay, Google says genetic and environmental factors can cause phobia. Children who have close relatives with an anxiety disorder are at risk of developing a phobia. Distressing events such as like nearly drowning can bring on a phobia. Exposure to confined spaces, extreme heights, or animals or insect bites can all be sources of phobias. So basically anything that you've experienced with a certain thing that was traumatic to you can cause a phobia. Now, this is very embarrassing because I know I'm gonna get made fun of it. But I used to have a phobia of romaine lettuce. No other lettuce, just romaine. To the point where I would not even touch it. Like, if I was at a restaurant and they're like, do you want a salad? I'll be like, what kind of lettuce do you use? If they said romaine, absolutely not. It has gotten better over the years, but as of now, it's not a phobia. It's just, I'm just like repulsed by it. It's nasty. And I think the reason why I actually have the phobia is because I went to La Paloma a couple years back and I got like a salad at the pool or whatever, and it was like grass. And it was disgusting, and it was like hot. Like, it was not cold, it wasn't anything, it was just like gross. So I'm pretty sure that's where that developed from. Anyway, can phobias be cured? Almost all phobias can be successfully treated and cured. Simple phobias can be treated through gradual exposure to the object, animal, place, or situation that causes fear and anxiety. This is known as desensitization. Sorry. Let's try that again. Desensitization or self-exposure therapy. So basically, if you have a phobia and you want to get over it, face your fear and get out there, pumpkin, and do it. So I don't know, here are some examples. If you have zoo phobia, I guess Google recommends that you go to the zoo and figure out, you know, just kind of get back on the horse. Oh, that was a bad example. Get back on, you know what, just do it. Okay, anyway. like if you have triphobia, I recommend you, or Google, not me, I'm not a doctor, neither is Google, but it is recommended that you look at some pictures and face your fear. At the same time, I'm also not recommending that you traumatize yourself, so please don't. Next question, are phobias a mental disorder? Phobias are diagnosable mental disorders. The person will experience intense distress when faced with the source of their phobia. This can prevent them from functioning normally and sometimes leads to panic attacks. In the United States, approximately 19 million people have phobias. So, basically, yeah, they're a form of a mental disorder. What are the effects of a phobia? All phobias can limit your daily activities and may cause severe anxiety and depression. Complex phobias such as like arachnophobia, social phobia are more likely to cause these symptoms. People with phobias often purposefully avoid coming into contact with the thing that causes them fear or anxiety. So yeah, basically it will cause you to, I don't know, just not really live a normal life. Now this was, I just hit my hand. Okay. Now this was a question that was asked by kind of a lot of people. Are phobias a form of OCD? Obsessive compulsive disorder is not a phobia. It's marked by constant worrying or dwelling on the fear, even when far removed from the feared situation. People with OCD can develop elaborate rituals known as compulsions that they feel they must complete in order to minimize anxiety. So in short, no, a phobia is not considered OCD. Last, but certainly not least of the questions, do phobias get worse with age? Generally, phobias will probably improve with age, but if your phobia has anything to do with being vulnerable, such as height or big crowds, it will probably get worse. So, if that is one of your phobias, really don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I mean, that is pretty much all I have for y'all today. I'm sorry that it wasn't more informative, but phobias are not really something that anyone knows why you have it, except for the fact that you experienced a trauma related to the object you are, like, fearful of. So, in short, if you want to get rid of a phobia, face your fear, do it. Just don't cause more trauma to yourself. And I think with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for being so supportive. I love you guys. Tune in next week for some more, and I will see y'all. Bye!